Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text ENERGY to 42422. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text ENRGY to 42424. That's ENERGY to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM. I'm at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The United Nations announced it's pausing humanitarian shipments into Gaza for at least the next 48 hours, saying it will assess security following the Israeli airstrikes that killed seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. The U.S. calling on Israel to investigate and boost aid. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We want to make sure that the findings are public and that there is accountability. I want to be very careful here. I'm not going to get ahead of that process. There is a process underway.
In Israel, the top opposition rival to Israel's prime minister and war cabinet member Benny Gantz now calling for new elections, he says, in September. Crews in Baltimore working to clear a third channel for ships following last week's bridge collapse after a cargo ship ran into a support pylon. And while delivering a speech at Stanford, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaling that the board will likely move to reduce interest rates later this year, even, he says, with stubborn inflation. This is ABC News. The safari company Wilderness says an 80-year-old American woman was killed by a bull elephant while on a game drive in a national park in the southern African country of Zambia. Another woman was injured over the weekend when the elephant charged and overturned a vehicle carrying six guests and a guide. The backlash against diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives is costing some Texas educators their jobs.
The president of the University of Texas has told UT students, faculty, and staff that under Texas Senate Bill 17, the Division of Campus and Community Engagement, the school's DEI program, is being closed and 60 employees being let go. UT junior Christiana McAfee, who is black, says the message is clear.
Texas does not want us here. Texas has never wanted us here.
A new state law bans DEI offices at schools like UT, run by the state of Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Another chance for tonight's Powerball, the $1.1 billion jackpot up for grabs. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Tuesday was Election Day in Wisconsin. Several mayoral races were decided around the state. Voters in Wausau chose Alderman Doug Denny as the city's new mayor, defeating incumbent Katie Rosenberg by a 52% to 48% margin. In Kenosha, Alderman David Bogdala will replace the outgoing John Antaramian as mayor. He defeated Lydia Spotswood. In Wisconsin Rapids, Matt Zacher will succeed Shane Blazer as mayor, while 26-year-old Austin Hammond will become Menasha's next mayor. He defeated Rebecca Nichols. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson easily won another term, as did Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Two other key votes in Milwaukee from Tuesday's elections.
A massive $552 million school spending referendum in Milwaukee has been approved by a narrow margin, 51-49%. The district is facing a $20 million deficit and said if the spending measure didn't pass, there would be more cuts to schools. Milwaukee City Attorney Terman Spencer has lost to former Democratic State Representative Evan Goyke. Goyke dropped out of the assembly to run against Spencer, who faced criticism after his deputy was caught doing work for his personal firm on city time. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Statewide, voters approved a pair of amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution in Tuesday's vote. The two change how local clerks can accept outside support during elections. They ban local clerks from taking private funding to support election efforts, and they prevent anyone from third parties from assisting in the voting process. The Republican-authored measures were a response to complaints by former President Donald Trump over the handling of the 2020 presidential election. Democrats say those measures didn't need to be amendments, but rather could have gone through the normal lawmaking process. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Snow continues to fly. It may mix with a little rain this afternoon as high temperatures climb above freezing, nearing 40 degrees. However, winds stay strong, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, which will be blowing and drifting around snow. And flurries continue to fly tonight. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Morning losses to end the day with solid gains. Sellers came back into the cattle complex, but buyers are still driving price action in the hog market.
Live, toweling off after the hump day hike via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Clayton Pope from Clayton Pope Commodities. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Lowry.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. It's got all the way to 41 degrees.
41 degrees, you say?
41 degrees. Of course, I think the winds have gotten all the way to 40.
Oh.
Pretty consistent.
Oh.
I have not gone out and looked yet.
Uh-huh.
But I call it within the last 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a tree go down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't even want to go look. I don't even want to go look.
Nope.
Hey, and I'm getting close to wood burning, the end of wood burning season. It's not like I need more. I hope it didn't hit
anything too important. Yeah.
Right.
Or
right.
Anybody. Yeah. You got to be careful going out there, dude, in the wind like that.
Oh, I don't. I do not.
Have to be careful? You got some kind of superpowers? I wonder, you wear a cape when you go out there?
I do not go out there when the wind is blowing.
I got
no.
You. That's probably smart.
Not at all. Not at all. Not out in the timber.
Mm-hmm,
There are too many dangers out there waiting to get you.
Yeah,
welcome
dangerous.
To AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That's Davis.
Got to watch out for those wind ghouls.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're trying to be serious and do radio. I'm sorry. Go on.
You got to watch out for it all. Clayton Pope is going to be with us here coming up in the next segment. We got Bubba coming by here in a bit.
Yeah.
But like I said, it felt like it was a good day for the grain market bulls.
Okay.
Wasn't a great day, but it could have turned into it could have turned into something really negative. The way that the bean market was trading lower at mid-morning.
Yeah.
Beans could have won and pulled wheat and corn down. Instead, corn and wheat won and pulled beans to the upside. So okay. I'm calling that a victory for the grain market bulls today.
Right on.
Let's get to it.
Chip wheat futures held on to and even extended mid-morning gains through the close. Money management and position squaring are still the main drivers of price action in the wheat market, although some traders noted Ukrainian exports of grain through the first 9 months of the marketing year are down 6.8% from a year ago. May soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower and slipped to test support at 540 before rallying to test resistance at 560 and to post a high range close.
Yeah.
July HRW wheat futures 14.5 cents higher today, 572. July SRW wheat up 10.5 cents to 572.25. July spring wheat closed at 647.75, up 10.75 cents, Chip.
Yeah, May soft red showed us the range again between 540 and 560. And, you know, the idea of a Ukrainian headline creating some activity in the wheat market, I don't know if it does or not anymore. Yeah. We'll talk to Clayton about that here in a bit.
May corn futures posted an inside trading range with a low range open and a close near session highs. Gains in the wheat market helped corn add to mid-morning gains. Ethanol production in the week ended March 29 averaged 1.073 million barrels per day. That's up 19,000 barrels from the previous week and 7% ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks in the week increased 324,000 barrels to a hefty 26.416 million barrels. Traders also noted talk of efforts to increase corn production in China that may have capped the morning rally in corn. May corn futures were 5.25 cents higher, 431.75. July corn up 4 cents, 445. December corn futures closed at 471.25. That's up 3.25 cents.
When May corn was trading under 430, it could have gotten ugly if it couldn't have climbed back on top of 430 by mid morning. It did. That's good news.
Bean futures opened slightly higher, but traded mostly lower ahead of mid morning. After spiking support at yesterday's low, short covering and spillover support from corn and wheat helped bean prices post a high-range close. Soybean meal futures also erased losses to help soybeans trade higher. Traders also noted that the Brazilian bean harvest is in the final stages. Hedge pressure in U.S. bean futures is beginning to lighten. May beans were 8.25 cents higher, 11.82.25. July up 7.5 to 11.95.25. November soybean futures closed at 11.84.75. Chip, that's up 7.75 cents today.
Yeah, and it looked like lookout below when May beans slipped below yesterday's low at 11.71. Didn't spend much time down there, came flying right back with a high range close.
Chip, July cotton was 153 points lower today at 90.18. On your livestock's heavyweight choice graded boxed beef prices continued the week-long slide this morning. Prices were $1.65 lower, but movement was good with 92 loads changing hands. April fat cattle were 85 cents lower on the day, 180.92.5. June futures down 77.5 to 175.60. And April feeder futures, geez, $2.55 lower, 240.95. And on the snout side, lean hogs were solidly higher with summer month futures trading to new contract highs. April hogs $1.42.5 higher, 87.97.5. June hogs $1.02.5 higher, 104.75. Chip?
I think the bottom line on cattle is the longs are spooked. They aren't convinced that they need to stay in a long position at this time. And I don't think based on volume and open interest that we're seeing a whole lot of fresh buying coming into the market either. Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
What's up, guys? Who would want to buy them?
That's what I was going to ask you.
I don't want to buy them. I'm selling them. I told you before that I think they're going lower. Again, it doesn't make sense with the economy. They've made all-time record highs, both fats and feeders. And again, we look at the overall situation. The biggest concern is still the grain market, because if you look at commodities around the globe, from cocoa, which went over a dollar for the first time ever, the orange juice, coffee, everything is flying. But yet the grains are stuck in mud and they're still in this consolidation range. It was a nice way to close, but we really need to get some steady buying and a real rally, not these up and down that actually makes lower lows every time they come down.
Yeah. Are the ag commodities getting left behind by the rest of the commodity world?
Well, I think there's some pressure being put on them via China. I think they're trying to force some action, and they're kind of selling. That's the way I can see it. I mean, I can't say that for sure, but that's how I would guess it, because it's unbelievable that they could stay at these low prices that we have when everything else is exploding higher. It's a weird anomaly.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, we got 30 seconds left. I got time to ask this one. Talk to me about your attitude in equities.
I think you're done. I think that this was a natural rally we expected to see today. Even if they're still higher, I'm not paying attention. But, again, the Fed cannot cut rates with the hot inflation. The numbers don't bear them out. So either if they cut rates, that means there's big trouble ahead and a recession, which I think we're already in, or they're doing it for political reasons. But by basic numbers, they cannot cut rates.
Baba, they wouldn't do it for political reasons, would they?
No, they will. No, they wouldn't do that. Why would they want to keep the ventriloquist in the office?
You're the best, Baba. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. Okay, you know what? I think we stumbled on a theme. We're going to need to talk about the inflation and are ag commodities left behind by the rest of the commodity world? We'll ask Clayton Pope about that next.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls and seminar discounts, plus access to research. Interested in consulting? AgMarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to AgMarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Farmers are the heartbeat of rural America.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in America's farmers and ranchers, focusing on conservation practices and profits for future generations. Today, these funds are at risk.
You're squawking over $20 billion. That USDA program, it's investment into the future for everybody.
If the funding was eliminated, it could hurt farms and families.
Tell Congress, protect this generational investment in the Farm Bill. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. All right. Clayton Pope. Clayton Pope Commodities is our guest analyst today. Let's get him right in here. Clayton, it's great to talk with you again. How are you?
Hey, Chip, I'm doing fine. Good to be back.
Good, good, good. Your NCAA bracket, has it survived anything?
No, I am blowing out of the water. I mean, I had to go to Illinois. I'm a true Blue Illini fan.
Yeah.
But my son's a Purdue grad, Taylor, who's actually a co-owner of Clayton Pope Commodities.
Yeah.
And he's a Purdue grad, and he is actually heading out to Arizona with like 12 of his fraternity brothers. They are psyched beyond description.
That sounds like a lot of trouble. I hope you've got arrangements made in case they need a little bail money or something, Clayton.
That's right. Yeah, he better not take the company credit card with him, is all I got to say.
That's right. That's right. Okay, buddy. Well, good luck to the Boilermakers. I'll say it. The Illini took us out at Iowa State. And
yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, it was. It was. But got to throw the hope out there for the land grants and hope that Purdue keeps things going here. So
yeah, I hope so. They're going to have the work cut out for them against UConn. Those guys are amazing.
Oh, it is. It almost seems like they are playing in a different league than what the college boys are. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
So, all right, let's get to it. The theme developed. I didn't even force it, Clayton, and it fits really well with a couple of things that I know that you wanted to talk about. The question has been asked already on the show of Bubba. Are the ag commodities being left behind the rest of the commodity world when it comes to inflation?
Well, they sure have been so far. There's no doubt about that. It's pretty pathetic when you look at that widening chasm between eggs and everything else, it seems like. I mean, as I'm looking right now, silver up $1.26 in one day, almost a 5% move. And crude oil, although it weakened a little bit into the close, I mean, still finished positive. That stuff is on a roll, too. Well, one thing that comes to mind when you think about inflation for ag commodities, I mean, you know, we've all seen those models that if you apply the CPI rate to grain prices, from 1970 or 1980 or whatever, you know, we should have, some ridiculously high corn and bean prices. And obviously that just doesn't ever hold true for a lot of reasons. I guess, just the yield explosion and everything.
Yeah, productivity.
Yeah. But it's not to say it doesn't have an effect. And I think, the more glaring that chasm becomes, I think it is definitely going to encourage more buying, just bargain hunting coming in here. And also when you see the inflation effect on the dollar, which maybe is kind of topping out today for a little while anyway. I mean, it's just been on a heck of a run here, kind of confounding an awful lot of people's predictions. But if you do see that dollar start to back off, I would think that maybe you would start to see that encourage some more buying, at the very least some more fun short covering, I think. Yeah. So from that standpoint, I would expect, more of an inflation effect going forward here in the short term, at least to some degree. But, nothing really wild, just because, I mean, the fact is we still have some really comfortable carryovers and, big harvests coming up and so forth. So there's obviously a million different factors at play, but I think that theme is a little bit of a positive at the moment.
Yeah. I was thinking about the dollar earlier today. Took a look at the chart. It rolled right back up there to 105 in late trade. There's a general uptrend going, but that 105 was, when was it? It was middle of February. was kind of the level that we got to back in the middle of February. And if we can close it over 105 or above that February high, there's some additional upside potential, but it kind of feels heavy again, doesn't it?
Well, today it does. It sure didn't before today. I think you really got to look at that crazy bond market for the best clue what, is in store for the dollar. And the bond market has obviously just gotten crushed here the last couple of days. It had a really nice rebound today. I mean, only finished a couple of ticks higher, but it had been down probably 3/4 of a point on its low, to a new multi-month low. It's just when you look at the U.S. borrowing needs and, you know, the what we all know now, we have a $35 trillion deficit, and that's not even counting an awful lot of stuff that we don't even go into. But when you look at our borrowing needs, you got an awful lot of Treasury debt that has to be rolled over this year. Our interest expense is already approaching $1 trillion a year. It just doesn't seem like there's any way out except for more Fed money printing and therefore higher rates, it seems like to me. I mean, you know, all those models for so long have been talking about, you know, three rate cuts coming in the next year and all this kind of thing. It's like, who are you kidding? Have you guys looked at the bond market lately?
Yeah.
I mean, the bond market is kind of keeping people honest, I think, to some extent. I just don't see how the Fed can come in there and cut. I mean, we've talked about this before a little bit on this show. I mean, I think to a much larger extent than people, most people acknowledge, and I'm not some know-it-all here, but my opinion is to a much larger degree than most people think, the Fed is following the real interest rate market. They're not determining it. I mean, sometimes they step in front of it and definitely have an effect on where rates are going, but I think for the most part, they're following it. And the market is giving a big, well, they've got different plans in mind. It seems like I don't want to swear on the show.
Were you going to refer to some strategic digit on a hand there?
That's right. Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Yeah. It's
some kind of acronym, but I won't even go there.
Yeah, but you're right. I think you're exactly right. You look at the cash market, the real interest rate market, and it kind of makes you shake your head about all the talk about rate cuts. Clayton, what I don't understand, and I think you're right. I think you're right. They're following the cash, the real interest rate market. But how can Powell even sit in front of a group of reporters like he has the past couple of days and say with a straight face that they're still planning to cut interest rates? I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know. You see a lot of things said out of Washington with a straight face that kind of leaves you scratching your head. But no, that is a hard question to answer, and I don't know. I mean, there's no question the Fed's got a bag of tricks that we have no idea what might come up next.
Right.
You know, by all logic, though, you know, we're really kind of painting ourselves into a corner here with the borrowing needs we have. You look at the federal spending. I mean, we're spending, what I read the other day, we're spending like twice what income tax receipts are. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just lunacy. And it can't continue without something breaking, it seems like. So,
Clayton, Clayton, President Biden is going to fix all those problems by raising taxes.
Well, yeah, that's not going to be enough. I know you're joking around here, but obviously,
you can't fix the problem with raising taxes.
You're killing the goose that laid the golden egg. You know?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. They can go out there and print ad infinitum. They can buy their own debt. These different tricks they'll do. But it just seems that they're kind of kicking the can down the road. The problem is we've just got an ever expanding debt problem. If you look at the federal expenditures, we're approaching the point where the non-discretionary spending is almost 2/3 of all spending. So this rigmarole we're going through in Congress about how can we cut spending, blah blah blah. They're only talking about a small minority of spending that they can even touch without like some major legislative changes. So I don't know. It's a head scratcher, and it's a pretty scary outlook, I think.
It feels like if we're dealing with 1/3 of spending, and where the cuts can be made, I don't know if that, to me, that should make it easier to find spots to cut. And get it done. Find a way to cut spending.
Well, you'd think so, but I think it's just too easy for the politicians to not say no because they're afraid of getting voted out. And we all know that for too many of them, their number one concern is getting reelected. It's not true for everybody, of course, but too many of them, it seems like that is their main concern. So I don't know. Everybody, we just keep getting an advance on our credit card, and at some point, I think, you know, the dollar or the world is going to say, time out, guys, enough's enough. And I don't know where that point is, but you think we're kind of rapidly approaching some kind of big changes coming up one way or another that will be forced on us.
All right. Great conversation, Clayton. Some important thoughts. That's putting some attention where it needs to be. Good stuff. We're in the middle of a conversation with Clayton Pope, Clayton Pope Commodities. Let's talk demand next.
Are you ready to maximize your yields? Use Germinator Steel Closing Wheels. Germinator Steel Closing Wheels provide a 13 bushel advantage per acre in no-till and a 7 bushel advantage per acre in conventional as compared to standard rubber wheels.
Caution, please confirm that you have additional space in your bin before adopting Germinator Closing Wheel Systems.
Call 712-520-6051 or visit farmshopmfg.com to place your order today.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 14.5 cents higher, 572. July SRW wheat up 10.5 cents to 572.25. May corn futures were 5.25 cents higher at 431.75. December corn futures closed at 471.25, up 3.25 cents. May soybean futures 8.25 cents higher at 11.82.25. November beans closed at 11.84.75, up 7.75 cents today. July cotton 153 points lower, 90.18. On your livestocks, April fat cattle were 85 cents lower, 180.92.5. April feeders $2.55 lower, 240.95. April lean hog futures $1.42.5 higher at 87.97.5. Try profarmer.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in Service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Snow continues to fly. It may mix with a little rain this afternoon as high temperatures climb above freezing, nearing 40 degrees. However, winds stay strong, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, which will be blowing and drifting around snow. And flurries continue to fly tonight. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Clayton Pope, Clayton Pope Commodities, is our guest analyst. Clayton, like I said earlier, great conversation there about inflation and what it might mean for these commodities going forward. Let's talk a little. I made this comment during the news, and so we need to come back to it. There was a little bit of a mention about some things happening in Ukraine. I wonder if Ukrainian headlines even get the attention of the wheat market anymore.
Boy, it doesn't seem like it. You know, it's kind of like the little boy that cried wolf. You know, at first he saw big reactions to some kind of bombing near Odessa or whatever. And each time as the months go by and it happens again, it just means less and less, it seems like. So I think they've proven that they can still get this grain cranked out of there some way, you know, somehow. I don't know how the heck they do it, but even when the Black Sea was mined and so forth, you know, they resorted to railway transportation, all that kind of thing. And, you know, what was it, a couple months ago, Ukraine actually had like record exports. I mean, it's just kind of hard to believe, really.
Right.
But I don't know. I think one of these times, especially like, you know, with Russia's production and so forth, people have been able to ignore it so far. I think maybe part of that is the funds to blame. I mean, they just got their boot on the throat of this doggone wheat complex. Mm-hmm. But I think at some point here, you're going to get a straw that breaks the camel's back, and you will start to see fundamentals better reflected here and maybe see that whole inflation concept ripple through the wheat market a little bit. I mean, we've got, you look at the stocks to usage ratio, it's the tightest world stocks to usage ratio in 9 years. It's the second tightest U.S. stocks to usage ratio in 9 years. So,
wow.
What gives here? You know, this stuff just can't hold a rally to save its soul, although today it had, you know, decent performance, but still didn't approach yesterday's high, or didn't better yesterday's highs. But yeah, as far as Ukraine goes, I think things got to get worse, I guess, before the wheat market's going to really recognize that. Or Russia's got to stop being able to freely transit the stuff out or face some kind of, you know, weather threat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here we are, 2 years, 2 months into Russia's invasion of Ukraine. There was, when the invasion first happened, there was a lot of talk about, well, we're gonna know a whole lot more about how long this is gonna take for Russia to win within the first 100 days.
Yeah.
Now it just feels like this thing is going to go on forever. And like you just said, Ukraine has made some incredible adjustments and are finding a way to keep product flowing to the exports.
Yeah, I know it. And there's certainly no end in sight on this thing. I mean, I know we keep having this fight in Congress, you know, whether to keep the funding going or not and all that kind of thing. But it seems like one way or another, funds continue to find their way over there. And this thing just not showing any sign of slowing down, really.
Yep.
Nor is the Israeli conflict over there after, you know, the Damascus bombing a couple of days ago. Holy cow. But that all kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier. I mean, again, we've just got this open checkbook on so many fronts.
Yep.
How the heck can we keep doing this? This last bill that was passed, I mean, we're sending, I can't remember the figures, hundreds of millions of dollars we're sending overseas to subsidize Middle East countries' border security.
Yeah.
I had to read that headline twice. I mean, seriously? Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't know. It's lunacy, but one way or another, some changes are going to be forced on the United States, I think. We just cannot continue this. Yeah. And when we get, you know, so many deficit issues and problems here at home, but, you know, that's another topic for another show, I suppose.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to domestic issues. When you think about the 2024 growing season, how does the growing season hook up with the markets? What do you expect?
Well, first of all, to before we jump in the U.S. growing season, I think the safrina crop in Brazil is extremely important. And there's just such huge variation in the guesses for that crazy thing. I mean, you've got USDA saying that the total corn production down there is going to be, what, 124 million metric tons. You got CONAB at 113. Now, 11 million metric tons is a lot. And we haven't even gotten into, you know, their main yield determination period in the calendar. So just like beans, I mean, there's, you know, huge differences of opinion on what the bean numbers are, although that's going to be decided pretty quick here, I'd have to think. But as far as corn goes, anyway, so that's going to be a big deal. But as far as U.S. goes, well, typically, if weather allows, and let's face it, most years it does, these acreage figures from March 31st, or this year, March 28th, tend to grow, if anything. So I think to look at those acreage numbers, and we did get that bullish quote-unquote surprise last Thursday as far as the corn acres go, but I think most trade realizes that number's in all likelihood not going to get any lower. And if history means anything, it would tend to creep a little bit higher. So that's a big deal. I think we had an awful lot of dryness a couple of weeks ago, but you know, some of that drought area in the U.S. has certainly shrunk after this system that we're in the middle of right now.
Exactly.
So – you know, I don't know.
I don't think we should underestimate the impact that the moisture event that we're having right now, the impact of it on the market. I know it's early April. Just the fact that it is raining, the fact that we are getting some precip, I think it matters to this corn market. I really do.
I think it matters a lot. I mean, you looked at that drought map a couple of weeks ago, that east central Iowa was really scary looking.
Yeah.
And we all know, like, you know, the real bad drought years, with 1988's the granddaddy of them all, I mean, that dryness began real early.
Yep.
And now you're kind of taking that away from the bulls, chest here, arguments that they might have to, you know, go for a rally.
So the longer we push a potential weather concern, the deeper we push it into the growing season, does it become more difficult to get a reaction from the market?
I think it does, absolutely, and especially in light of what we've seen these last 2 years where we, you know, hit such horrific periods where, you know, anybody in my position where they have, you know, producer customers, you know, you talk to some of these guys who've been farming for decades and they say they swear they don't have a crop. And, you know, lo and behold, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I've got a record yield.
Better than expected.
No fault of theirs. I mean, they're looking at what they see out there as a total disaster in whenever, July 4th or whatever. And then it's just absolutely amazing how these crops keep recovering. So I do think that, the skepticism that's being bred by these recoveries in yields is a little bit of a danger to the market. It's going to be harder and harder to really convince the trade. Although I say that, and on the other hand, I mean, I've thought that in previous years too, and then lo and behold, we do get a weather scare. It's kind of like Charlie Brown holding the foot, you know, Lucy holding the football for Charlie Brown. Yeah. You know, the trading public falls for a weather scare again. And let's hope they do this summer.
Yeah.
You know, let's hope we get some kind of scare here.
Let's hope we take better advantage of it in 24 than what we did in 23, right?
Well, you'd think so. But I think in the back of everybody's mind, everybody knows the possibility is there for a major problem. Yeah. You know, I mean, look what's happened in South America in the last couple of years, whether it's Argentina or Brazil, they've both suffered some pretty big hits in the last 2 or 3 years. So there's no question that some real yield damaging weather can inflict some pain on us, but we've sure dodged some bullets the last couple of years, no doubt about that. I do think that with the lower acreage figure for corn, though, it kind of would add fuel to a weather problem if it does pop up.
Because
now all of a sudden, you know, if you had unchanged acres from a year ago, it'd be even almost impossible. Well, not impossible. Right. It'd be even harder to generate a weather concern rally. But when you got, you know, acres down to what it is, then you know, it could throw a little fuel on the fire if we started to get some hot and dry scenario.
Okay. All right. New crop corn. You looking to sell strength in that market?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've got to get a little bit more done if you know, you've got to reward some strength. See, when we got that report that came out Thursday and everything shot up, I think you had just an awful lot of like pent up demand to sell.
Yeah.
And that was satisfied. You had a lot of selling unleashed, you know, Thursday afternoon and Monday. And I think, you know, that kind of worked through the system the last couple of days. You probably had funds. They love to, they're not ones to panic. And all of a sudden you see something bullish happen, they're not going to rush out there and buy and cover their shorts. I mean, rule number one in, from Jesse Livermore is to add to your shorts in that current scenario and defend your position. I think that's exactly what they did. But I think the last two or three days, it's kind of worked through that selling. So I think we're at a real pivot point right now. I think the next few days here are important, but we got to get that doggone Maycorn above its 50-day average, which at this point is about 7 cents above us. And I thought, you know, if we can get it above that on a staying basis, and same thing with May Beans, I think you could turn some heads and significantly better the chances of the funds coming to the table and covering some of those shorts. But it's going to be price action that inspires them to do so. It's not going to be a surge in demand all of a sudden.
Right. Gotcha. All right. Well, hopefully Taylor survives that trip down to Phoenix.
Oh, boy. He's pumped. No doubt about that. So
No doubt. Well, good luck to him. Good luck. Clayton, thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
All right. Clayton Pope. Clayton Pope Commodities. Davis and I will be right back.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Replace your worn-out brakes and save now on BrakeBest Select. BrakeBest Select Pro are import direct brake pads and rotors only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Ad Council.
As farmers gear up for the 2024 season, many are watching interest rates and looking for the best financing options. Here to talk about how FBN Finance is helping farmers secure a personalized land loan is TJ Wilson, Director of Finance Sales. TJ, rates have been volatile for some time now. What does the current market look like, and how does FBN Finance help farmers with their land financing?
Thanks for having me. You know, rates have been very volatile, but luckily we've seen a nice drop of about 1% in interest rates over the last couple months on most of our products across the board. So the Federal Reserve has hinted that there could be some further rate reductions over the next year and a half, which is a great time to review your loan and see if it makes sense to start laying the groundwork for a refinance now or go ahead and get that process going for you.
Okay, so how does someone decide which loan term is best for them?
Yeah, so at FBN Finance here, we are focused on working with family farmers, and we try to take a very unique approach to each farmer's operation. Our team has an average experience of 15 years in the space and really understands what these farmers are going through. Most of our team is in the industry themselves and are producers, so we really try to look at it from their perspective to understand what the best terms are for them.
Okay, what's the best way for someone to get in contact with that experienced team?
You can get started by going to fbn.com/agritalk or call directly at 833-FBN-LEND. That's L-E-N-D. Right now, AgriTalk listeners, when you fill out the form, speak with a loan advisor, or call directly and mention AgriTalk, you're eligible to save $500 on your closing costs for your next land loan over $250,000.
Excellent. Thank you, TJ. That is TJ Wilson, Director of Finance Sales at FBN. Again, go to fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND and be sure to mention AgriTalk.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo Herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty Herbicide. Get post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Your pal, Davis Michelson.
Hey.
Here.
Huh? Hey.
Huh?
Hey. Can I do a shout-out?
Chip Flory with a shout-out for everyone. Chip?
Happy birthday, Ted. Love you, buddy.
Is that our friend, Ted?
That's our friend, Ted.
Well, happy birthday, Ted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I wonder how old he is.
Old.
He's older than us, right?
Oh, yeah.
By a wide margin.
By a long ways, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds right. That sounds right. Long in the tooth, but harmless as can be.
And not nearly as smart either.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. No. No, that's right.
I had beef tacos last night for supper, so it's probably not a fair comparison right now.
You're not running on 100% pork.
That's right. That's right. Me a little swine, then we'll sit down with our paper and pencil. I'll take care of a few tests.
I had a little ham in an omelet for lunch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
It was.
Yeah.
A little cheddar cheese in there with it.
Mm. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. Now you're talking.
You bet.
Good talk with Clayton Pope. I don't know if this is fair to ask you. I don't want to put you in a position to where you have to say, I don't really know. Okay?
Oh, I don't mind.
So the safe word is spumoni. Okay? The safe word is spumoni.
Let me write that down. Okay, go.
Our first segment with Clayton Pope Commodities. Revolved around the economy, the Fed, all this sort of stuff here. And something was said that I would love it if you could clarify. The bond market is keeping people honest in reference to rate cuts.
Yeah.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah, you did. You absolutely heard that right. Real cash or real interest rates are traded every day. Every day we see what is happening with with interest rates. I'm kind of looking to see if I can get a quote of something that I was looking for here anyway. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't know if I'm going to be able to find it or not, but I'll keep watching for it.
We'll keep chatting as you look.
Yeah. 10-year quote today up 0.006 to 4.356%.
Okay.
Now, so the 10-year, the 30-year, the 2-year bill, 3-month bill, there's all kinds of different treasury lengths that are available in the market. The markets, despite all the talk of lower interest rates from the Fed, the markets have not been showing us that. Okay. So Clayton made a great point when he said, listen, the Fed is following the markets. It's not the other way around.
Okay.
So if the interest rate markets are not softening up, then I don't know why. I don't know why we would expect the Federal Reserve all of a sudden to kind of force the issue and lower the Fed funds lending rate. I don't think that's going to happen. Bob Elliott, Unlimited Funds, there's a good one to ask that question.
Okay.
And the good news is we've got him on the show tomorrow morning. So
seriously?
So you can ask him that question. Yeah.
People probably think we set this stuff up.
No, we don't.
I had no idea. Yeah.
I know.
I don't read the emails.
I know. No, believe me. I know.
All right. Here's another one for you. Let me just toss this hand grenade in there. An open checkbook on too many fronts right now, dude. Truer words never spoken.
You know, it's we've got a spending problem. That's the bottom line. It's not that segments of the population are undertaxed. That's not it.
Right.
The problem is that we spend too dang much money. That's it. That is it. We always talk about how costs get inflated, how goals get adjusted, how outcomes become unpredictable when the government gets involved. Yet we always allow the government to get involved. And the thing is, we say time and time again, and I don't know exactly how to turn this into a soapbox speech yet.
Doing great.
But at some point, you and I have to stop saying they need to quit spending. And we need to start saying we need to quit spending and take some responsibility for the amount of money that this country is spending.
I don't know, dude.
And the way that you do that is you throw the spenders out. That's all you can do.
I'll give you that. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, and the idea, and I hadn't seen this story, that we're sending foreign aid to other countries in the Middle East, I believe was mentioned, to help them with border security?
I didn't even want to mention it earlier.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I didn't even want to mention it.
What clown world did we wake up in?
It's a bizarro world.
Well, it is.
It is. It absolutely is a bizarro world. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook. This is for April 9th through the 13th. Above normal temperatures expected across the Corn Belt. The highest odds of above normal temperatures to the northern production areas, North Dakota, Minnesota, northern Wisconsin. But hey, we've got good odds of above normal temperatures across the entire Corn Belt. Above normal precipitation expected through most of Wisconsin, the southeast two-thirds of Iowa, far southern Nebraska, and points to the east and south of that. Below normal precipitation expected in North Dakota, South Dakota, and northwest Nebraska. Those warm temperatures, that's going to make it awfully difficult to stay out of the field April 9th through the 13th. Like I said, we've got Bob Elliott, Unlimited Funds, coming our way tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central, here on AgriTalk.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options,
potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free.